My name is Ketsia Aurelian. This is for patient Sheena Barcenas, Sheena Barcenas, Barcinas. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, / proteinuria. This CKD is likely related to diabetic nephropathy and nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process, as well as cardiorenal syndrome, period. Her kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 37, creatinine of 1.4, and GFR of 43. She has evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 92 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 304 milligrams. Period. The patient states she has completely changed her lifestyle since the last visit and has been consuming a plant-based diet with reduced sodium as well as avoidance of animal protein except fish, period. We will continue to monitor for now. Number 2, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. This diabetes has improved from an A1C of 10 to an A1C of 9.1%. She is currently following with Anna Campbell, APR and endocrinologist, for management. We recommend and discuss with the patient the importance of strict glucose management and recommended continuous glucose monitoring to assist with that. She has an upcoming appointment with Hannah on the 28th of September, and we'll discuss this at the next appointment. Period. We gave her information on the recommended diabetic diet, and she verbalizes understanding, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which has improved with normal lipid panel except the triglycerides, which is elevated at 233 from 400, period. Continue reduction of simple carbohydrates and foods high in fat and cholesterol, period. Continue with the current medical management, period. Next line, hypertension, which is stable with blood pressure of 134 over 79. She is euvolemic and is not overweight. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperuricemia, stable on allopurinol. The next line, coronary artery disease status post stents times 2. She follows with Dr. Bhandari, Bhandare, cardiologist. Next line, GERD. She was taking pantoprazole, but we recommended famotidine 40 milligrams daily instead. Next line. Diabetic retinopathy. Next line. Or vitamin D deficiency. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.